Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Finance Daily. Episode 560, The Importance of Slowing Down by Kate Flanders of kateflanders.com. And I am Dan, your host and narrator, bringing you some of the best blogs on personal finance each and every Monday through Friday. And before we get to today's post, if you want to connect with a bunch of like-minded people, and that includes some of the hosts in the old podcast family, and if you want to be entered into bonus book raffles, please come join our Facebook group. The shortcut link is oldpodcast.com/Facebook. But for now, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. The Importance of Slowing Down by Kate Flanders of kateflanders.com. I've been thinking about running a lot lately, daydreaming about it, wishing I could throw my hair up, tie my shoelaces, and hit the pavement. I miss the adrenaline that kicks in after running 5K, 3.1 miles, and realizing your body can keep going. More than can, it wants to. The feeling you get when you recognize that your joints and lungs are so in sync, you never want to stop. It's indescribable. Lately, I've been daydreaming about all of that, and the runner's high that sweeps over you when you finally do slow down and stop, signaling a job well done. I can't run right now. I haven't been able to run for more than 10 minutes since July 2013, and late last year, I was told to stop trying. My hip isn't going to get better with high-impact exercises. I can walk, swim, use the elliptical or standalone bike, but I can't run right now. My life changed in July 2013 because someone else was in a hurry. I drove through a green light while another driver drove past a stop sign and hit me in the intersection. My car did a 180 and ended up in another lane of traffic facing the opposite direction I'd been traveling. For the first 5 months that followed, I could barely sit upright for more than a few hours, let alone run or work out. Over the past 20 months, I've done physio, had cold laser therapy, tried dry needling, and had freezing injected into my back and glutes. I do exercises in the morning and exercises before bed, and it's all gotten me to a point where I can now work out 3 to 4 days a week using low-impact exercises and some weights. But I'm still in pain. I still limp. I still can't run, and my MRI results say it's time to talk to a surgeon. Some days, my life feels like it's on pause. Things might look good to an outsider, but when you're not allowed to do something you really want to, like run, it's so hard not to feel stuck. I can't help but compare it to how restricted I felt when I was paying down my debt. I wanted to go out more, travel with friends, and just not have to worry about money. But I couldn't. I had to wait. I've learned a lot about myself, including who I am and what I want my life to look like as a result of the car accident. The greatest lesson I've learned so far, though, is the importance of slowing down. There are so many things we need to tackle in a day. We have to work, cook meals, tidy up, run errands, pay bills, and plan ahead. We also want to spend time with others and do something for ourselves. I have a bad habit of thinking I can multitask all of that, so you'll often find me boiling water to make coffee while making the bed, texting a friend, and picking out a new book to read. Single-tasking, where you focus on doing one thing at a time, is something I really want to work on this year, and it starts with slowing down. In life, we can practice this and see benefits by eating slower, so we enjoy the flavors of our food and often eat less. Disconnecting or working less, so we take time for ourselves or give full attention to people we're with. Thinking before we speak, so we communicate more clearly and don't say things we might regret. Single tasking, so we make fewer silly mistakes and feel more fulfilled when a task is done. Giving ourselves more time so we're not rushing to get places and can arrive less stressed. And the list goes on and on. These small actions involve being aware of our surroundings and the people in them, finding joy in the simple things, and practicing gratitude. In short, they require us to slow down and live in the present. When it comes to our finances, slowing down could stop us from making almost every bad decision imaginable. If we paused before buying an item on sale, we could ask ourselves if we truly needed it or if it would just satisfy a want. If we took a few minutes to calculate how much the interest on a debt would be, we could decide if it was worth being held back for years to pay for it. And if we waited to buy something, delayed gratification would teach us to be grateful for it when it finally came into our possession. Slowing down would remove the impulse from impulse purchase every single time. By not slowing down before making a financial decision, you can quickly find yourself in the position I was once in, mindlessly consuming and racking up debt until I was totally maxed out. I traded all my available credit for time, 24 months to be exact, which is how long it took me to pay off every last cent. All the impulse purchases I'd made accumulated to 2 years of not being able to live the life I wanted while I had to pay off my debt. Whatever I put on my credit cards back then wasn't worth it. And if I'd slowed down before swiping for it all, I could have made better decisions. People keep asking how I've been able to avoid shopping for the past 8.5 months, and the truth is, all I've done is slow down my rate of consumption. It is delayed gratification to the max, just one great big long pause or an everlasting set of deep breaths. When I feel the urge to shop, I slow down and try to figure out where it's coming from. Is it a habit, an impulse, a need, or a want? I've had more than a few moments of weakness where I've added things to an online shopping cart and almost hit submit order. When it gets to that point, I pause, take a deep breath, think about how I got there, then close the tab in my browser. Having to give up 2 years of my life to pay off a lifestyle I couldn't afford to begin with is proof of what can happen when you don't slow down before making financial decisions. In that same light, the year-long shopping ban is proof of how quickly you can turn your financial situation around simply by slowing down your rate of consumption and being aware of your goals. I'm now inching close to the 2-year anniversary of my accident, which was a result of someone else not slowing down and paying attention. I couldn't have prevented what happened, but I have to believe all my efforts to get better will be worth it. Some days, my life feels like it's on pause, but hopefully, this is just one set of deep breaths, so I'm ready for whatever is next. In the same way I wouldn't rack up more debt while I was trying to pay it down, I'm not going to try to run while I'm injured. I need to go through the motions, have the surgery, and work through recovery. Whether I like it or not, I have to wait. Until then, I'll continue to work out at the gym and be grateful I can at least do that. And if it all works out, I'll smile with every stride I take when I can finally hit the pavement again. You just listened to the post titled The Importance of Slowing Down by Kate Flanders of kateflanders.com.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And one last time before we go today, you can be part of our free Facebook group to be in bonus book raffles, ask and answer questions, and participate in conversations with a few of the hosts of our podcasts. And all you have to do to be a part of all that is to search for Optimal Living Daily Podcasts in Facebook and request to join the group. Or the shortcut link is oldpodcast.com/Facebook. And that'll do it for another installment of Optimal Finance Daily. Have yourself a very happy Friday. Thanks, as always, for being here every day and listening. And also have a great weekend. I'll see you back here on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Finance Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.